This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, June 15th, AD 2020. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last Tuesday afternoon, Boko Haram Muslim gunmen killed at least 69 people and razed a village to the ground in northern Nigeria's Borno state. The men attacked the village of Faduma Kularam, arriving in vehicles and on motorcycles, shooting with AK-47s, and stealing 1,200 cattle and camels, reports International Christian Concern. A resident, a member of the Civilian Joint Task Force, said, quote, "The men attacked because they suspected residents of sharing information on Boko Haram's movements with security authorities," end quote. Boko Haram and its offshoot Islamic State West Africa province have killed thousands and displaced millions in northeastern Nigeria. The decade-long conflict has killed 36,000 people and displaced around 2 million from their homes in the northeast. God asks a simple question in Psalm 94, verse 16. "Who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will take a stand for me against evildoers?" The Minneapolis City Council unanimously voted last Friday to dismantle the city's police department as their solution to police violence after George Floyd's death, reports the Daily Caller. The money for the police will instead go towards a community-based public safety model, according to Reuters. In the resolution, five council members said, quote, "The murder of George Floyd on May 25, 2020, by Minneapolis police officers is a tragedy that shows that no amount of reforms will prevent lethal violence and abuse by some members of the police department against members of our community, especially black people and people of color," end quote. Protesters booed Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey on Saturday after he would not say he would abolish the city's police department. With anti-police sentiment at a fever pitch across America, the violence that has broken out in Black Lives Matter protests has led to the injury of more than 700 law enforcement officers so far, according to Justice Department figures, reports LifeSiteNews.com. For weeks, American cities have been the scenes of both mass protests and large-scale riots in response to the killing of a black Minnesota man, George Floyd, at the hands of white Minneapolis Police Department officer Derek Chauvin, who has been fired from the force and charged with murder. Just in the nation's capital, another 60 Secret Service agents and 40 members of the U.S. Park Police were also injured. 22 of them required hospitalization. In addition, at least one law enforcement officer, retired St. Louis Police Captain David Dorn, was shot and killed by the rioters. Dorn, who is also black, had responded to an alarm at a St. Louis pawn shop that was being looted. Kamala Harris is on even stronger footing in Joe Biden's search for a running mate as he faces intensifying pressure to choose a black woman in the middle of a national debate over race, reports Bloomberg. Biden has suggested publicly and privately that her experience on the presidential campaign trail and in the Senate is the kind of preparation he values for stepping in as president at a moment's notice. Christianity Today is calling on churches to lead the way in biblical restitution for racial sin, claiming that repentance is not enough from slavery, which is one of America's original sins. The magazine says it's time for reparations. In a new editorial published last Wednesday, Christianity Today's president and CEO Timothy Dalrymple referenced the story of Zacchaeus, in which the unscrupulous tax collector, upon meeting Jesus, promised to give half of my possessions to the poor and make reparations to those he had cheated, Luke 18, verse 8. He wrote, quote, "Zacchaeus had not personally designed the unjust system of Roman taxation, but he had not denounced it either. He had participated in it and profited from it. So Zacchaeus did not merely repent of his ways, he made restitution," end quote. In a related story, the California Assembly voted 56-5 last Thursday to establish a task force to study how to give reparations to African Americans, reports CBS Sacramento. The Cartoon Network is not a safe channel for your children to watch. This month, it's pushing the radical homosexual transgender agenda through so-called, quote, LGBT Pride Month, end quote, through social media advertising, special videos, and curated collections of shows approved by the sodomy lobby, reports LifeSiteNews.com. Listen to a portion of a video in which the Cartoon Network featured teens and preteens, complete with their preferred pronouns listed on screen, promoting advocacy of sexual perversion through its Drawn to Courage campaign, reports Animation Magazine.
Don't think that you have to be gay or trans or queer to be an ally.
I want anybody who is afraid or scared of coming out to know that they are loved by so many people in the LGBTQ community. You are loved and accepted no matter what.
Show up to a pride parade. Pride parades are for everyone. LGBT is all about inclusiveness.
I am proud to be transgender.
I'm proud to be queer.
I'm proud to be non-binary.
I'm proud to be an LGBTQ ally.
I'm proud of who I am.
Keep searching for what you're drawn to.
Promoting homosexuality and gender fluidity is nothing new for the Cartoon Network, which rose to popularity thanks to a combination of original programming and its celebration of cartoon classics from Warner Brothers, Hanna-Barbera, and MGM. In 2018, the final season of its hit original series, Adventure Time, depicted a lesbian kiss. That same year, Steven Universe also featured a lesbian wedding. Matthew 18 verse 6 warns, "If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea." You can send an email of objection to the Cartoon Network through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. A new study out of Harvard shows that people who regularly volunteer enjoy longer, happier, and healthier lives. Researchers who examined 13,000 participants say that people over 50 years old who volunteer for about 2 hours weekly have a considerably lower risk of death. Dr. Eric Kim at Harvard University said volunteering helps us, quote, feel a sense of purpose and well-being, protecting us from feelings of loneliness, depression, and hopelessness, end quote. Katie Winterford from Dallas, Texas, wrote me at adam@theworldview.com and said, quote, "I am blessed by the morning broadcasts of The Worldview, which informs listeners of current events and trends while putting them into a biblical perspective. Thank you to those who work to compile these inspired programs. The news helps keep me focused on issues and locations that need prayer, and the scriptures reassure me that the Lord is sovereign amid all the turmoil of the world," end quote. If you write me, please include your city and state, and if you're under 18, your age as well. Toward our goal of raising $60,000 by June 30th to keep The Worldview in 5 minutes on the air, we were trying to raise $30,000 by the end of last week. Listeners had already pledged $27,699 by Thursday night. Our thanks to the new donors, including Jacob in Bayport, Michigan, James in Macon, Georgia, Brooke in Fort Belvoir, Virginia, and Juan in Las Vegas, Nevada, each of whom gave $25. We're grateful for Cheryl in Westmoreland, Tennessee, and Laura in Ava, Missouri, both of whom gave $50, as well as Shay in Chesapeake Beach, Maryland, who gave $95, and Alicia in Bonham, Texas, who gave $106. We appreciate Nathan in Swansea, Wales, United Kingdom, Kevin in Ash Grove, Missouri, Amy in Brownsboro, Alabama, and Henry in Taz, Virginia, each of whom gave $100. Praise God for the generosity of Tim in Cokato, Minnesota, who gave $200, as well as Bill in Lee's Summit, Missouri, and Abigail in Sellersville, Pennsylvania, each of whom gave $300. Plus, Sandra in Cicero, Illinois, pledged $25 per month for 12 months for a total gift of $300. And special thanks to Faustin in Raleigh, North Carolina, who gave $400, William in Blackstone, Illinois, who gave $500, and Richard in Dry Ridge, Kentucky, who pledged $50 per month for 12 months for a total gift of $600. Those 19 new donors gave $3,401. Ready for the new grand total? Drum roll, please. Our new total is $31,100. The sacrifices of this audience never cease to humble me, especially as so many have been hit by the economic fallout of the coronavirus. That means we not only reached the $30,000 mid-month goal, but we exceeded it by $1,100. From the bottom of my heart, for those who have given any gift, no matter how small or large, thank you for your generosity. As we look toward the goal of $45,000 by this Friday, June 19th, we are $13,900 away from hitting it. I need to find 23 new donors who will pledge $25 per month for 12 months or give a one-time gift of $300, and another 11 new donors who will pledge $50 per month for 12 months or give a one-time gift of $600. Please, go to theworldview.com, click on Give on the top right, and select the correct dollar amount. Don't forget to click on the box to make it a recurring donation if that's your wish. What would God have you do? And that's The World View in 5 minutes, on this Monday, June 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.